meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, diction.
Hey, Adam. Isn't it a little bit sort of stressful to come in? Oh, you must have been at Star Search tonight.
No, why?
You have makeup on?
No, I shaved.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little red because I was skipping my rope.
15
And I was running from
the
car.
Yeah, it's so stressful. Why not add another 30 seconds on the other side?
Well, what time did I get here, Drew?
You got here 20 seconds before the mic's actually turned off. Usually
right.
You're about 40 seconds.
You understand 20 seconds is a lifetime in my world,
no,
though.
You're a busy man.
You know, I said that the other day, too. I said to somebody, you know, instead of leaving my house so late every night, I'm going to leave earlier and not hassle. It's stressful. Yeah.
It's good. It's talent. Got to hand it to you.
Well, what I did is I needed gas.
Oh.
And I hate to get gas on the way out of here because there's no gas station on the way to the freeway and it's midnight and all that stuff. So I thought I had that thing where it's like, if I don't get gas, I'm going to be a whole 3.5 minutes early.
Yeah.
If I do get gas, I'm real close. So then I went for the gas. My feeling is a couple of things. You know, Drew's a big boy, good times, and, takes all kinds.
And that's why he makes the big bucks.
And that's why you make the big bucks, Drew. All right, Kathy Griffin, our beloved Kathy Griffin, should be in studio. She apparently was topping off with gas as well because she's late. She wanted to come on tonight to talk about some benefit that she's doing, sort of a last-minute thing, and she's what you call a friend of the show.
Okay.
So we agreed to have her. Now, let me say this about Kathy, and I think Kathy may be listening. In my estimation, Kathy is in danger of becoming, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but a celebrity. She is now, to me, becoming just a celebrity.
That's her job.
Yeah,
celebrity.
Yeah, like when we used to watch all those game shows of the 70s, and you'd be like, who is J.P. Morgan?
There was a Simpsons on tonight that was making fun of Branson and had a lot of those exact types appear on it.
Yeah, including, but Branson, Missouri's talking about, but those celebrities are musical celebrities.
No. It really brought up. Remember the guy that used to go, make all those weird noises?
Yeah.
Yeah, who was that?
Yeah, it was, I'll tell you who that was.
He was this guy in the 70s.
Charlie Callis.
Yeah, was on Hollywood Squares or something, right? That's all he did.
Yeah, he was a comedian. He was a stand-up or whatever. But yeah, okay, I know what you're saying.
I mean, they had all those guys represented.
Yeah. I was like, Kathy's becoming she's becoming a comedian.
Yeah.
I mean, not a comedian.
A celebrity.
Celebrity.
Yeah.
See her, I hear her on radio shows. I see her on game shows and stuff like that.
I love anal sex.
She loves anal sex.
Kathy
I think
Anderson says knowing.
I think I'm in danger of that celebrity title myself.
Yeah, but you're falling down the celebrity scale. You're now C.
I'm now C. Yeah, I was saying to somebody in the GQ magazine this month, somebody pointed out, everyone has to point everything out to me because
that's negative.
I don't read anything. Well, they take a certain glee in pointing out negative things to me, but I never read anything in general, so I never see anything, so I wouldn't know if anything existed, but people have to point it out to me all the time.
Yeah.
It's like my policy is I'm just not going to look at anything or read anything, and that way I won't know anything, and I won't think anything, and I'll be fine.
Hmm.
But people point it out to me. I'm like the guy who taped the seventh game of the World Series and is trying to get through work with telling everyone, don't tell me, but some a-hole's got to tell them the final score.
Yep.
That's how I am in life.
Okay.
I don't want people to tell me. They tell. But here's the thing, yes, I'm a C celebrity. And I was saying, according to GQ magazine, and I was saying to Jimmy today, how low did celebrities go? Because I hope they go to like E or F.
They match bra sizes.
No, I don't know, Drew. I don't think there's a D list. Or there might be. Maybe there's a D. But when you get into D, you get into like plate spinners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Animal acts.
Yeah.
You know, you're not on TV at D.
D, right.
So I'm saying as a C, I'm this close to hitting the boards over there in Branson. John?
John, 19.
Yes.
Yeah?
My girlfriend is scared to give head.
How come?
John? I'm going to cut my losses. Oh, that's my new... That's the new policy.
Good night.
Cut my losses, babe. He had a bad connection going on as far as the synapses went, and we had a bad connection as far as the phone line goes. Aaron?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question regarding surgery to treat pain during intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a doctor once mention in passing that the option was out there.
And they actually do the surgery during intercourse?
No.
What kind of pain is this?
What was that?
Drew, I'm confused now. Some surgery is going to be performed on her while
during
a man is inside of her?
Yes.
Where's this pain? Is this back pain, shoulder pain, upper back, neck
headache,
pain?
Headache, yeah.
Oh, headache? Mm-hmm.
Okay, Aaron, what is the problem? What's causing the pain, and what's the surgery they're talking about?
Well, that's the thing is it hasn't actually been determined.
Is the gynecologist told you they could do a surgery?
Yes, yeah. And I've been to gynecologist, physical therapist.
All right, here's the deal. I presume he's talking about endometriosis or some other, you know, there's a scarring of the tubes, that kind of thing that causes pain.
Well, actually, they said I don't have endometriosis.
I understand, but when the doctor referred to surgery, he was probably referring to something like that.
Okay.
Okay, and then at that point, you probably hadn't been proven yet that you didn't have endometriosis. Now you don't, so there really
is there pain if your tubes are scarred?
Mm-hmm. They can't.
Really?
They can be. But here's Aaron.
Drew, don't you think this would work if you said, we're going to do some microsurgeries? No, you can't see anything from the outside. We're going to put you under. They just put her under, played a handed chin on her belly or something for like 2 hours, and then she woke up, and they said, now no intercourse for 2 weeks, but at the end of that, you will be pain-free, and we got a lot of
sham
plaque
surgery.
In
oh, yeah.
She'd be fine?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that work?
Except Aaron.
Yes.
Were you sexually abused?
No. I'm your typical caller.
but you understand that people with sexual abuse have chronic pelvic pain. That's
right.
One of the most common causes of chronic pelvic pain.
Right. I was a victim of an attempted rape.
All right. So, that usually triggers stuff from
that?
The remote past. How old were you?
About 14.
Who tried that?
It was actually what I thought at the time was a really good friend.
Yeah. And it was attempted, but you stopped him.
Yeah.
You screamed and kicked?
No, basically, just for some reason, he decided that maybe he should stop.
Did you freeze?
I had said no for about a half hour.
Did you freeze? Were you sort of frozen?
Yeah, I was pretty much frozen.
All right, well, freezing means...
Wait a second, though. When did he stop, though, after half an hour?
Before penetration.
But he got your pants off or something?
Yes.
30 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
I mean, it probably felt like 30 minutes. It was probably 5 minutes, right?
Possible, I guess.
All right. Well, when you're frozen like that, when you have those sorts of experiences, usually it's because you were traumatized much earlier in life. That's where you learn that whole freezing reaction. That's not something that a 14-year-old would normally do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
so that means you were traumatized earlier.
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Okay. Well, there's all this pelvic pain and stuff. Just kind of all suspicious for some sort of mistreatment.
Yes. And I don't know. I mean, listen, I know we're living in a day and age where everything's rape, but this really good friend of hers is trying to sort of get with her, and he just sort of stops.
Yeah, but maybe she was dissociated and really freaked him out, and he wondered what the hell was going on and realized that he was into something that wasn't good.
Yeah, for half an hour, but not really. Something going on.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not rape.
No.
I'm saying I bet he doesn't think it was rape.
Yeah.
But the pelvic pain always means something's going on.
When it doesn't have a diagnostic source.
Is that what they're saying?
She's had multiple workups, can't figure out what it was.
Right. What? Hey, honey, why don't you wait till the commercial, please? You think you just blast into the studio? Look at you, you're high.
Unacceptable.
Are you high?
I'm a little.
Oops.
Yeah, don't try to use the mic for a little while. Anderson's got to warm it up a little. How's it going there, Anderson? Is it going?
There we go. She's on.
Kathy Griffin here in studio, everybody.
Unacceptable.
What's happening?
Well, first of all, let me clear this up. I'm in danger of becoming a personality.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
J.P. Morgan was really a personality.
Thank you. You're right.
And there's definitely a D-list.
Oh, there is.
I'm on it.
No.
Oh, yeah. Celebrity Mole was all D-list. all the way.
But you were the top of the D list.
I'd like to think I was D plus, but D nonetheless.
Yeah.
And Adam, if you think you're still hovering on the C, you are sorely mistaken.
What do you mean? I just slid
Welcome
down to the C.
To the D.
I'm not the D because.
Oh, you're D.
Really?
You're talking to the queen of the D's, for God's sakes. Just say yes.
Where's ironically Rick D's? Would he be in the D's?
No, I think Rick D's might be E. I think there's an E.
Oh, really?
I like to think there's an E.
When do you join AGVA? That's the union for like clowns and plate spinners and ventriloquists. I mean, am I gonna have to get an AGVA card? And how are their health benefits?
Look, when you're a little older and maybe you know your figure starts to go,
right.
Then you're gonna be happy to have those plate gigs. All right, in the Poconos.
Do you know there's actually time I thought I should learn to juggle?
That's because like, your buddy,
my
the
buddy
juggler,
Philip, the juggler,
makes a
was making.
Juggling, yeah.
Well, he was making $100,000 a year, and I was like, holy Christ, just from juggling, I could figure this out. But wait, hold on a second. Yeah, you're not.
I'm D.
Okay,
come
on. You're. Yeah, but you know
but
what?
I want to tell you my saving grace. My saving grace is this. I know that I run the risk of doing. I do the shows. I do the appearances. What have you? But I also am doing a pilot of my own show at NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So that's big,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's huge.
It's your own show.
And I do stand up. You know, I'm still doing the Laugh Factory, but extended again Thursday.
Neither of you can be D-list because D-list would be people you really. Don't know the names of your
no. All right, look. Let's. All right, here right. we go. A list is like Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt. Okay. Mm-hmm. B list would be like movie stars, but they're not that famous.
Yeah.
So
right.
maybe like.
Would big TV stars go A or B?
I think big TV star. Like, let's say Ellen DeGeneres is B, but let's say
The Friends.
The Friends are. Some of them are A. Some of the Friends are A. LeBlanc B.
Kelsey Grammer,
he's
Ray Romano.
See, it's tough when you're comparing them to, you know, Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts.
Yeah, but they're the A of their industry.
Definitely. Definitely, of course.
Okay. And so then on the B level,
mm-hmm.
Who do you have? Do you have some up and coming people? I mean, you have like some Colin Farrell types that are passing through.
I think Colin Farrell is definitely B because everyone thinks he's going to A. But we don't know. When you're B, you could drop to C.
Right. Yeah, now, where's David Arquette?
I hate to say it. Arquette might be with us on the D.
D?
Well, what's he got going?
Well, he's got nothing going, but I still give him a C just because he's married to Courtney
right.
and he's made a couple of projects. Yeah, a couple of projects.
I thought maybe he's going to walk in.
Here he is now.
He did that to us, you know.
He did?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were talking smack about him. I was saying how nuts he was, and he walked right in the studio.
He just burst in.
Yeah. Did he take it well, or was he angry?
He played
a little each, yeah.
Okay.
Little each. But anyway, Kathy, I got you to see. Now stop arguing with me. But I want to say this. First off, fantastic co-hosting on Jimmy Kimmel Live all week. I watched every show, of course.
And you were fantastic.
Thank you, my dear.
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
Very watchable. Dare I say likable?
Thank you.
Unlike, by the way, I don't mean to be negative, but I did go on your website today, on the K-Rock, you know, the webpage for Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
What is that picture of you two? Drew, you look surprised, and you look like, it looks like a mugshot. I'm not kidding. You look like
picture?
A Mexican, like, bandito.
Never seen it.
You know, if you go on krock.com, mm. and then you just click on Loveline, there's a little picture of the two of you, and it looks like you're in the middle of giving some disturbing advice, or something has shaken the two of you.
Well, we've never had a good picture taken of the two of us, and I know everyone says that, but here's the reality.
Well, married couples say it.
Most pictures look marginally better than the people look in real life. You see a headshot of an actor or an actress, the headshot
right.
looks like a 9. You figure the person's 7.5 or
mm-hmm.
8, right? We actually are probably higher in real life than most of the pictures
so
that
you're
we've
better
had.
Looking than your images.
Than our pictures, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that are taken of us. I have plenty of pictures myself that I look good that were just taken randomly at parties or whatever, but whenever we
whenever we get made up and wardrobe and everything, we're pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
and then when they start fussing, we're more pissed.
Yeah, right. And we also have work with a lot of bad people and have bad management and bad producers and just a lot of bad around us. But I want to ask a couple of quick questions and then we'll get to the benefit, and then we'll get to some phone calls here. Okay, first off, Celebrity Mole.
Right.
So that was going on while you're co-hosting with Jimmy all week.
Yeah.
And at the end, it turns out you're not the mole.
No.
Vendor Frederica is. Frederica?
Frederick.
Frederick.
Vanderwall.
Vander, okay. She's the mole, but yet you win.
I won.
Now, how is it that you win? How do you win?
Oh, Christ. All right. First of all, let me just say I won $233,000.
You did.
Incredible.
That ain't D money.
Awesome.
That's not D money,
that's
honey.
That's C plus.
Right.
It's not B.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so that part was great. But the way the mole works is one person has been hired by ABC, and they've been paid a flat rate no matter what. And so, in a way, they're out of the running for, like, the big pot.
Is that Frederick?
Frederick, she was the mole, hired to be the mole before we started.
Mm-hmm.
She knew she was the mole.
Right.
And then at the end of every show, you take these quizzes about who the mole is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not about who's going to jump off the cliff or who's going to fill the bucket of water. It's really about who does the best on the quizzes. So
right.
That's really how I won, is I won the quizzes.
Were you a good student?
I was an excellent student. I studied like for 2 hours a night.
No,
I ran drills. I had a coalition partner. It was a whole thing.
I mean, when you were in high school and
terrible
college.
Terrible student. Terrible.
But you weren't applying yourself.
Right. I didn't get how important it was.
But you're
now I'm a good student. But then I didn't understand why it would be important because I like boys.
Yeah.
I thought boys were great and worthy of my time.
So you did well on the test. And now looking back, could you tell that Frederick was the mole, like as you re-examine it in your mind's eye, and you think, that's
kind
right, she
of.
Kind of did this.
Yeah, but I mean, it's easy, once they show you, then it's easy to say, like, of course.
Right.
But
right.
I was wrong until the very final round.
Oh, really? You didn't think it was her?
No. No one did.
Hmm.
Now, not one person.
What happened at the very end that, I mean, you didn't know if you were the winner or not either, right?
Right. It was down to the final three, me and Frederick and the Dinotopia kid, Eric Von Detten.
Right, and you knew you weren't the mole.
I knew I wasn't the mole, but I didn't know if I was the winner or the loser.
Right. So you knew one of the people was the mole. The other
but
person
was Frederick. I really knew. By then, I really knew it was Frederick.
All right.
Frederick.
So you knew she was, but you didn't know if Johnny Dinotopia was who I put in probably the D category now.
He's in the D.
Didn't know if Dinotopia Man was the winner or the loser because
I was sure
you had
he
no
won.
Idea what the test results were.
Right. I was sure he
won. Wow,
I was
that's
really
good.
Sure he won.
Huh.
That's good. And so you got 233.
Yeah.
Out of a possible 250?
Out of a possible 250.
Wow.
That sounds pretty remarkable.
I know. It's great.
Woo.
I'm thrilled.
So meaning if you'd lost a few more of those quizzes and whoever.
I would have been out, just like everybody else was kicked out.
Yeah, but I mean, could the winner have walked with, 172?
Yes. The winner could have walked with 85.
Huh.
Depending on how it was broken up
right.
and who did what.
Who did what. Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of parody there.
Yeah.
All right. So now, what do you got to plug tonight?
Okay. What I have to plug tonight. First of all, I'm still at the Laugh Factory, although tomorrow night is sold out, but I'm there every Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing is through the mole, there's like all these like mole fans that go on the message boards and all that stuff. And nobody really watched it, but there are a few people that liked
it. It was popular.
Anyway, so for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, I'm auctioning off, get ready because this is a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch with Kathy
tampon?
Griffin.
Oh, okay.
Lunch with Kathy Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on eBay, so you just go on eBay and type in Kathy Griffin, you know, search. And it's lunch with me. And the auction ends tomorrow, and it's up to like $510 now. But I want more for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So I take you and a friend out to lunch, and we dish the mole or whatever you want to talk about. I'll throw in a few tickets to my shows at the Laugh Factory.
Where are you going?
Well, I don't know. I'll talk to the person.
Go somewhere
nice?
Someplace
nice, yeah.
Then tomorrow night's show is sold out. Is the gay army?
The gay army has mobilized.
Yeah.
They are there snapping every week.
Kathy has a huge gay following.
Oh, I love him.
Yep. Almost bigger
than
the biggest year. Sure.
I have very few straight people in my life. With American Idol? What with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here parties that I'm going to nightly?
Uh-huh.
I mean, there is not a gay townhouse in Burbank that I am not in on any given night watching that show.
I've seen a lot of squeegees by the Lucite door in the bathroom, yes?
Yeah, I'm open-minded.
All right, let's get to the phones and speak to Jennifer, who's 30. Jennifer?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
My question is basically, I was in a pretty messed up, bad relationship, and I have two kids. And I'm very afraid of getting into something like that again. And I'm wondering if it would be best. I mean, ideally, I would wish that my ex would get some help, you know.
What's his problem?
He's abusive.
All right.
Extremely mentally abusive.
Is he loaded when he's doing this?
I really couldn't have said then, but now I would have to say I think so.
You didn't know if the guy was drunk? I mean, couldn't smell
drunk,
it on him?
I don't. No. I never think. I think he was probably using something else.
Oh, using drugs.
Speed?
Yeah. And
Was he using speed? He's using speed.
I think so.
So his abusiveness may be part of amphetamine addiction. It may not be a primary problem with being an abusive person, right?
Well, I'll tell you, we can find out.
Well, I have to think that because when our relationship ended, he ended up with this woman who had lost her kids to methamphetamine, and they had been taken away from her, and she was homeless. And I kind of questioned, why would you?
Well, you could see where the attraction was.
Right. Why are you finding that attractive?
Yeah. Well,
if you're not using.
And they're drug buddies then. Okay. Right. So, well, here's the thing. You got your kids.
Are they his kids too?
One of them is, yes.
Oh, baby. Right on target, sweet pea.
Uh-huh.
And how long you been out of the relationship?
For 2 years.
And where's the first guy, the first father?
He's in the military. He's on active duty right now, serving our country.
Uh-huh. How's your relationship with him?
It's good.
All right.
We were really young when we met.
All right.
And so I'd have to say that's just pretty much why that didn't work out.
All right. Okay. What work have you done in the last 2 years to prevent you from getting hooked up with another guy like this?
I have been in such intense counseling.
All right, good.
All right, you're good then.
Yeah, just relax.
You're fine.
What about when the guy comes back and tries to kill her?
That won't happen. Yeah. I will never allow that to happen, ever.
Yeah, I don't think she's involved with this guy anymore. So.
No. There's parts of me that would like to allow him to be a part of his son's life, but...
Do you have sole custody?
I have sole custody.
All right. If the guy's an amphetamine addict, which it really kind of sounds like he is, and people
That's
on
what
speed...
everybody has said to
Yeah,
me.
People on speed become very violent, and if he gets into sobriety, and he's working a program, and he's got 12 months under his belt, and he's coming back around and making amends, that's the time to bring him back in, but not until then.
Well, can I bring up something real quick? I know you have other calls, and I just wanted to let Adam know that something happened. I called your show a couple years ago talking about how I'd been anally raped and had had a breast reduction, and it was kind of a touchy subject.
That's right, anal rape. Yeah. Dare.
And he heard you on his job talking to me, and he came home and
let
me have it.
Your husband.
Yes.
At the time.
Yes, for getting on Loveline, and then you know how you're such a smartass, Adam. You have to admit it.
Well, listen,
say that word. I'm sorry.
You're going to tee up anal rape and a breast reduction, and I'm going to take a swing. That's how it works.
And you made a statement to the fact of, well, I wouldn't want to talk to her either, or something like that. Well,
Wait a second. Was he the one who raped you?
No. No.
Okay.
But whoever raped you heard your call?
No.
Her husband.
My ex.
Did he know you were raped?
Yes, he did. And he was not, I don't know.
He just didn't like you bragging about it on the radio.
Well, yeah.
Or discussing.
And then the fact that you made the comment about how that was like, you'd be afraid to really be attracted to someone like that, too. And
please tell me this ends up in Adam getting in a lot of trouble because I'm all set to go.
But here's the deal: that whatever she thought he said doesn't make any sense. We don't say things that aren't sensical or nonsensical.
Right.
Well, were you asking whether you should tell your current husband?
No, I was thinking about leaving him, which really is what made him mad.
I know, but what was your as far as the anal rape? Dry anal rape or just anal rape?
It was just straight up.
Okay.
I did not ask for it.
Okay, all right. But here's what I'm saying. First off, you're a victim, so let's move forward from there. I mean, I don't want to make fun of you, but here's the thing. When you said this to me, why did you say it to me 2 years ago?
Because I didn't know. Well, at the time, if I had been honest to you and Drew, I would have told you that I was also being abused at the time, and I was really trying to find some validation.
Hold on a second.
That was not an answer.
She just went a little nutty, didn't she?
She was
like, oh no, I've been in therapy.
Yeah.
I've been in intensive therapy for 2 years. I'm done with this guy. I've washed my hands. But then she got a little, that's why I like to cut the calls off, Drew. Up, up, up. It's like, here's how I want to go through life. When I go, hey, listen, Bob, I'm moving on Wednesday. Could you help me? And he'd go, just shut up. Drew, what are you doing? What are you crap all over my jokes for?
Go ahead.
All right, a-hole. No, you got could you give me a hand? Well, I'd like to help. Good enough. I'll see you Wednesday. Because this is then what happens. We get the second part to Well, I'd Like to Help.
One.
I got to talk to her one, just for another minute, though. Jennifer.
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to get something straight.
Yes.
2 years ago, you called the show.
Yes.
You said you were anally raped and you had a breast reduction.
Yes.
Why did you tell us you were anally raped?
Because I was thinking about getting out of the relationship and I wanted to get into another relationship, which is that's what I was trying to say. I didn't realize at the time how stupid that was.
Yeah.
To even think about trying to get into something else.
Hang on, Jennifer. Were you discussing that with us?
Yes, I was discussing that with you.
You were discussing getting in another relationship.
Yes.
So that's why your husband freaked out.
Yes, and then Adam made a smart comment. And
Wait. It has nothing to do with smart comments. He freaked out because you were thinking about cheating. We're just trying to clarify reality
Listen,
here.
Listen, I cracked wise and your husband came home and cracked you, but that's because you said you were dumping him and going off with somebody else, not because I made a coolie joke.
Right. Right. No, I agree.
All right, baby doll. Listen, take care of those kids.
Stay in therapy.
Don't spend too much time with them. You know, they always say you can never spend too much time with the kids. Some people could stand to spend a little less time with the kiddies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got DVDs now. Got all sorts of... you guys got cable?
No, we don't have enough money for cable. Ooh, but
I call that abuse. I call that abuse. All right, baby, listen. Take care of your kids. Stay in your therapy. And
the guy comes back only if he's been sober a year.
Right. All right. Well, I think Jennifer's probably been through more than first met the eye.
She's kind of holding it together most of the time.
But
I feel bad for her, you guys, because she is trying to say something, and then I feel like she's surrounded by men in her life that don't ever own anything or let her say anything.
Right.
And you guys are like, you're crazy. Shut up. And I feel like, let her talk. She has something to get off her chest.
You're right.
No, poor thing.
No, be quiet. take a break.
I'll help you move Wednesday.
No. Oh, you like...
But
okay,
I don't know. I might be tired. I have a cold.
Hi, this is Tori Amos, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kathy Griffin is in here tonight, star of... I'm not a celebrity. I'm a personality. Get me out of here. No. She's starring of... I'm a personality. Now leave, bitch.
Yeah.
Right. And it's actually an hour long. So it's live. It's every day. It's Kathy being thrown out of pitch meetings. That's all it is. She hits all the studios.
They all start out well, you know?
They start well.
Big smiles.
They start going south. But there's that point where the producer says, and who do you see starring? Who do you see as the lead in this? And she goes, Kathy goes, me. And then you just see her flying out of the door into
Security
the dumpster.
Security escort.
Kathy Griffin, everybody. She's going to be at the Laugh Factory.
Every Thursday.
Prestigious Sunset Strip every Thursday. Tomorrow night, don't bother. Already sold out. Gay Army taking a me day and taking a little outing. But every Thursday after that, it's good. And also,
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Make-A-Wish Foundation. No better charity than the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Right.
And if you want to go out... You and a friend, or just
Here's
you?
The deal. It's lunch with Kathy Griffin.
Mm-hmm. One person?
It's really... No, it's two people. Huh. It's really to discuss the mole, if you're interested in that.
Adam, come on. Come on.
Go on, jack it up. Just go on eBay and type in Kathy Griffin.
I'll
take you and your friend out to lunch. I'll throw in some tickets to the Laugh Factory if you live in the L.A. area, even
now,
if you don't.
Are you springing for lunch?
I'm springing for lunch as well.
What if they're from far away?
No, I say if it's the L.A. area. Although, I don't know if they wrote this on the website, but originally I said if they can get a really high bid from someone who doesn't live in L.A., then it'll be a big, long phone call. It'll be the phone call of your dreams.
Right, and they could theoretically eat while you could be eating like a... 7-Eleven prefab sandwich while you're talking to him on the speakerphone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so do that for a worthy cause.
For the Make-A-Wish kids.
And let me say this. There are bigger personalities than Kathy Griffin
but
out
they're
there.
But they're not going to lunch with anybody.
But I'll tell you, nobody would have a better time just chewing the fat and dishing the dirt with.
I have the stories.
Yeah, I mean, you could sit there with a bigger celebrity, but they're just sort of be rolling their eyes and picking at their food.
Yeah.
Kathy's actually a good time.
It's going to be an action-packed lunch.
Lexi?
Uh-huh.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Did you want...
Yeah, go ahead.
This is where you
okay,
talk.
I have no idea. Yeah, I'm retarded. Yeah, I just started dating this guy, and he's 27. And I went on a date one night, and I went back to his place. And I went to the bathroom, and there was, like, concealer on the bathroom counter.
Is that makeup?
Makeup, yeah.
Yeah, like makeup, like for zits and stuff.
A couple things. One is good for you for sleuthing through the bathroom. That's where you find out more about anybody. See if he has medication in there.
Rigs. Gay porn.
I didn't know how to take that. I mean, what do I do?
But does he have a job where he would wear makeup?
Well, is it zit cream or makeup?
It's like a stick form. Like, you know, like little cover-up stick.
Oh. But is it like Maybelline or is it like, you know...
Maybelline. Does it have any benzoyl peroxide in it?
No, it doesn't. It's like Maybelline. Yeah, it's like that stuff.
Does he work in a field where he'd have to wear makeup?
No, maybe it's the girl he screwed last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought about that. But I don't know. He's not that type, though. I mean...
Do girls use... Now, that concealer's like if you got something that's winking at somebody,
you put
right?
It under your eyes.
Gets rid of your wrinkles.
Gets rid of...
Yeah.
And bags, if, you
right?
got a, if you got a zit... Yeah, Drew, what do you know about concealer?
My wife's yelling at me about all the time. Where am I concealer?
All right. But you'd hit something if you had a red mark or zit or something on your face.
Yeah.
Well, I can see. How old is he?
He's 27.
Well, he's a little older, but I can see a guy doing this if he's a waiter or a bartender or something.
Drew thought you had makeup on tonight.
I was going to say, what if you need to be on TV or something? Does this guy work on television?
He's a photojournalist, but he doesn't go on television. He just writes the stories.
All right. Yeah, it should be good.
I mean, I don't know what to do.
Okay, listen.
So he's a tranny, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's from
and
the
they
girl.
Can be,
it's
they
from
can
the
be very gentle souls,
yes,
trannies.
I know.
You know, you could do a lot worse, honey.
The night before.
Hello.
All right. Lexi.
Uh-huh.
Are we really going to make a big deal out of this? I mean, unless you think it's another woman's, I wouldn't make a big deal out of it. Have you noticed it on him?
No, I haven't.
I mean, if you find kissing potion or something like that, that's one thing. But a guy will get a zit once in a while, and they'll dab some of that on just to, you know, take the edge off.
I've been with guys that have all that stuff. They have, like, those men's products. You know, like that, like...
It's part of the army.
That, like, grooming...
No, I actually, my wife appropriately counseled me to get... So I actually have some of that stuff.
You do?
Okay.
Well, you have it when you're on camera.
For camera, yeah.
Right. Yeah, gay guys... glow. They beam.
Right.
They beam.
But you know what? They have to stop sculpting and tweezing the eyebrows. All those American Idol gays, they all have the arched eyebrows.
Yeah,
it looks ridiculous.
What is it, and I'm one to speak, but what is it when a guy's eyebrows have been sculpted, it's very disconcerting to look at him. It puts you off. Like, when you can tell... I mean, look,
it looks like he's a drag queen by day. Because that's what drag queens... You can tell a drag queen during the day if they have their eyebrows.
Right.
Because they pluck them off or something?
They tweeze them into a shape like a woman tweezes them into an arch.
Oh, my God.
And now guys are doing it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a bad for guys like me, by the way.
You could form a mobile or something if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm wearing a couple of... Caterpillar. Raccoon hats, caps over each eye. It's a disaster. I mean, I really do.
Can't you dye them, Adam, or anything? Highlights, maybe?
What?
Foils?
Yeah. I don't know what to do with them. But the point is a guy looking after himself to a certain degree is fine. If they go a little too nutty, they're borderline gay, or they're narcissists. Mm-hmm. Either way, they have a personality defect that is not going to work for you. All right, I'm telling you, I will stare at gay men because it's like I'm like a deer in the headlights.
Right,
they got the high beams on, the teeth are
they
pearly
just
white.
Had a facial.
They just glow. You can't find the
just
pores.
Walked out of the spa. That just walked out of the spa look.
Yes, they smell. They smell.
The gays are not afraid of a spa. When's the last time you two went to Burke Williams and really got your spa on?
I go there once a year to buy a gift certificate for my old lady.
Right.
That's
how
it works.
What decade are we living in?
Man.
Are you a biker in the 70s?
Man.
Whaley has a lady and the kid.
Oh, the spa. Oh, for Christ's sake. And you know what I did? You know what else is the disaster is those, you know, do those couple spa things? You ever do those couple spa things?
Well, we've gotten the couple massage, but we're like in the mud bath together.
You get the couple massage. I've had this. People have gotten it for me and the old ladies a gift and that kind of stuff. It's a little disconcerting. There's a couple of things. Yeah. First off, you watch some dude like get to third base with your pitch. You know, that's like number one. Number one, I mean, that's essentially what it is.
Bitch.
I mean,
you know what? Easy with the bitch, okay,
right,
DMX?
I'm sorry.
What's going on with Juvenile here?
I'm sorry. It's weird because someone is being worked over right next to you.
Yeah.
And does
she make the sighing sounds? Is she like,
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, right there. Oh, yeah. Don't stop. And the last time I went to, I did this thing where they did that rock thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever get a hot rock massage, Drew?
No, really.
It's another gimmicky thing. It feels kind of good, but it's a pain in the ass because three quarters of the time is spent with them sort of shuffling rocks around. Like, well, this one's cold. I got to pull it out, roll over. I got this rock in your ass. I got to get this one out. I got to get the tumbler in here and get the hot rock.
Oh,
then they're just sort of shepherding the rocks back and forth from the heater to your ass and back to the heater again. It just ends up being a big distraction, and I had to take a leak 5 minutes into a 90-minute session.
I hate that.
Like, I'm lying there, and I'm like, oh, Christ. I drank, like, three too many yogi teas in the waiting room.
Did you wet yourself?
And I was like, okay, I gotta take a leak. But they got the sitar music and more hot rocks, and now I'm all filled up.
And the oil and the towels.
Filled up with rocks, and it's like, am I going to be able to get through like another 55 minutes? And then they start working the abdomen and stuff. It's like,
the bladder.
You're going to get hit in the face, honey.
Yeah.
Something's coming out of me. You're going to jump on me like a douchebag, and so I'm just going to go squirting out. May pop the head of my penis off with it. Could happen, Drew.
Did you go?
Yeah,
did you take a leak?
Well, she put a rock in my urethra.
No.
Yes, it's true.
It's good.
True.
No.
All right.
Let's take one call, shall we?
No. What, Kathy? Should
Come
we take one call? No. Okay. Chris?
Yeah, hi.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
Yeah, I got this girlfriend. She's a year younger than I am. She's 22. And she's a bit of a conservative gal. She's from, let's just say, she's from Utah. She's not religious or anything, but a little bit of background. The first time we had sex, she claimed she didn't remember it, and then she claimed she'd never had sex before, and then now she's had sex, and then it was back to, no, I've never had sex, and that was about a year ago. Well, now she's
a prostitute? And she doesn't remember?
Yes. Unfortunately, she's now a prostitute. No, actually, she... She's basically having orgasms, but she's claiming that she's not having an orgasm.
All right, hold on.
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
We got to take a break. Don't you hate Chris, by the way?
Yeah.
Don't you hate those guys?
Don't hate him, but I'm uncomfortable.
You're kind of half-hating him, right?
Why, yeah. Why? You think he gave her roofies?
She says, yeah. And then
she's this.
I gave her two roofies, and now she doesn't remember anything.
Now that she's obviously having an orgasm, but she won't admit it.
She claims she's having one, but she can't remember it. Yeah, I don't know. I Drew, you and I are the same way. We hear Chris, and it's like, not a sociopath, not a complete a-hole. Wouldn't want to hang out with him for 1 second, would it? But if he spends enough on eBay, he can have lunch with Kathy Griffin.
I've had so many orgasms during that lunch.
She chewed her salad. She claimed she didn't swallow, but I saw it go down.
She doesn't remember getting her entree, but I know she ate it.
She ordered three lattes, and when the bill came, she said she only got two. And it was kind of embarrassing. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get back with Chris after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Kathy Griffin in studio tonight. Kathy,
hello.
A dear, 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 dear friend. I've known Kathy for now. Well, I'm going to say
we met at a party at J.P. Morgan's house, didn't we?
Yeah.
When she was doing the old match game.
What a personality.
Whoa!
I am going to say that I might be rounding up a couple of months, but I'm going to say I've known Kathy for 15 years.
Good God.
Yeah. It's about right,
good
right?
God, yeah. The People magazine did a little article about me this week, and they put my real age, and I just about pooped my pants. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, what? How the hell did this get out?
I thought you were surprised to find out your real age.
I wasn't sure anymore. I honestly haven't. I mean, I had to look at my birth certificate. I've been living a lie for so long, I didn't even know anymore. One thing is there's a 4 in front of it, and I just about lost it.
It is true. It's like, you know, I do know... OJ thinks he's innocent. You know what I mean? Like, OJ thinks he's innocent. Yeah, Kathy.
I really think I'm 35.
Well, you were 35. You got that to claim.
I liked it. I decided to hang out there for a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around there. Well, mm-hmm. you know, you look good, though.
Yeah.
In good shape.
I'm keeping it together.
Hair looks good.
Sure.
No problem. Yeah. You're married.
I'm married.
Your man's happy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
Doing great.
He does computers.
Yeah. He has his own computer consulting company.
Nice. Oh, we need help.
Really? He does all things computer.
Is he doing? Is he work on the Macs?
Mac or PC?
Oh, leave card.
I got a little problem. Yeah, we got to talk.
What?
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I did something
Chris.
Weird. Yeah, Chris?
You don't want someone who does Mac or PC?
No, I want a card.
Oh, he card? Okay,
card.
Fine.
Yeah.
I have one.
Chris, isn't Chris your man's name, by the way?
Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah.
Chris.
Chris, you're my man now.
Chris, you're 23. What's up?
Yes. Hi.
All right. So
got the crazy
we decide we're lukewarm on you. But you got that girlfriend who, let's just say she's from Utah.
Let's just say that.
All right, and we sort of got to the point where you were saying that she seems to be having an orgasm, but is denying it. She denies lots of things about her sexuality.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things are hard to tell if she's being honest.
All right, but what makes you believe she's having how do you know that she's having an orgasm or not?
Well, she's not my first sexual partner, and basically just, you know, screaming... convulsing.
Kathy, wait, does that mean anything?
No. Now, I've never been a faker, but I have had my girlfriends do their fake for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're just sitting around with nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. You ever have Brooke Shields do it? Because I'll beat off right now. Right now.
Not a day went by on Southern
no,
Susan
no,
where Brooke
no.
Shields didn't do her fake orgasm for me at lunch.
Wow.
I mean, that passes the time.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, hey, Chris. Look,
yeah.
If you think she's lying, and she's lying about multiple things, why are you still with her?
Well, we have a fun time together. Other than the whole sex thing.
Well, how about the part where she says you ask her after you had sex, did you have an orgasm?
She apparently doesn't have an orgasm. And
I know. You listen. You ask her.
Did
after,
you have to say apparently?
You have to. You ask her after you have sex. Did you have an orgasm?
Yes, at some point, you know, and maybe not like, you know.
And what does she say?
1 second after, but.
And what does she say?
No, she says, no.
Do you say then what was all the carrying on about?
Yes.
And what does she say about that?
Well, that's just what happens, but it's not an orgasm.
Okay, right. Why can't you believe that? Why would she tell you?
It.
Why would she lie to you?
I was wondering if there's a chance that she maybe, if this is her, you know, first sexual or second, according to her now, sexual experience, if maybe she just, you know.
No. Chris. People
God,
wonder.
What a colossal yeah. dick, Chris. Is such
Here,
a
here's
dick.
The deal.
What do you do? Are you a waiter or something? What do you?
Winger?
Waiter. What do you do?
I'm a student.
All right. People, women wonder whether they've had an orgasm when they haven't had one.
Right.
But once they've had one, don't
no
think
doubt.
They didn't have
and
one.
And believe me, she'd be like thanking you and saying how great it was and describing it. At first, it was like a small earthquake, and then it was like a fire, and then I didn't know what I was thinking anymore. You guys would be talking about it for an hour afterwards.
Yeah.
There's no, if she doesn't, no.
God, I hate guys sometimes.
Aren't they awful?
Yes.
And they just get worse every day. I really mean it.
Men.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
And dads are the worst.
Dads?
I have a girlfriend where we always quote you.
Me.
Your quote. Don't you remember?
No.
All these girls, every time I come on the show, and by the way, you know, every time I come on the show, I think it's going to be fun and funny.
Mm-hmm.
And every call is like, oh, my dad just raped me and he has AIDS. Hi, Kathy. It's never.
Oh, okay. All right. No, that was an example of, that was, well, it's just the way you said
laugh.
It. The way you said AIDS. It just,
it's on the
you're,
delivery.
You're like a comedian. You could open the AIDS phone book and make it funny.
So, but anyway, all these poor girls call in, and they've all got these hideous stories. The boyfriends, this one beats me up, and this one beats me up during sex, and this one beats me up every morning with coffee, and this one cheated on me with my mom, you know. And then every time, you remember that time you got the dad, always the dad. Like, it seems like every time you trace these hideous problems,
but
it's always the dad.
It's always the dad.
The dad, always
the
dad.
In the women, for the women.
Yeah, for the women.
Not so for the guys.
Yeah.
No, all right.
But I don't care about guys.
Let's talk to Roger. Roger?
Wait, what happened to Chris?
Gone.
He got rid of
what?
Him.
What?
Love line.
Well, what's his...
Always the dad.
He didn't solve his problem.
Who cares? He's an a-hole.
Roger, go.
Yeah, hi, my girlfriend's 37. She taught me a variation on the missionary position that gives her an orgasm every time. Mm-hmm. I've never heard either one of you mention it or talk about it.
Give it up.
Excuse me?
Go, let's go. Give it up.
Okay, it's missionary, but the guy's legs are spread. Her legs are kind of together inside. Yeah. And if you kind of go up, like above her, I know it's a clitoral orgasm, but you get to still be inside her, and she's not having to...
Doesn't work for many people. I'm glad you found that for her.
Now, wouldn't that be like an up and down clitoral thing?
Right.
You're kind of rubbing on her clit with the top of your.
It worked for her. That's good, mm-hmm. but does not work for everybody.
I need circles. I'll be honest. I need circles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's great for us, and I thought I'd share it.
Good job.
Roger, we appreciate that. And then
I mean, I'm going to give it a shot. Don't get me wrong.
I think this is your leg locking theory. They can kind of lock their legs a little bit when they're like that, too.
Well, let me ask you this, Kathy. Can you push a little for an orgasm as a woman?
During intercourse?
Well, or at any point, an orgasm may be lurking nearby.
Yes.
Are you able to sort of push
yes.
a little bit?
Sometimes if I resist a little bit, then it'll make me have the orgasm. But there's also a lot of, like, slower, faster stuff going on.
Break time.
I guess, all right, we got to take a break. But when we come back, let's bring this up. Because I want to know, like, you can push to have a bowel movement. You can.
Well,
you can
it's not
push.
Like that.
No, I know. But there are things in your life that you can sort of control, and then
right.
then they're sneezing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Can you
orgasm.
Push a little for this?
If I've had roughage, I'll have an orgasm on the way home from the salad bar.
That's nice. Good times.
We'll be back. Buddy, it's Loveline. That's not the Cult. That sound like the Cult.
It isn't.
Three of us are dating ourselves here.
I mean, I don't know what the kids listen to.
It's a good song.
Really...
Who's that? The Foo Fighters. Who? I can't.
Yeah, it's the Foo Fighters.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's the Cult.
That's the Cult. Foo Fighters are good, though.
Are you going to go to that show?
What show?
They're going to be at Universal Amphitheater in
yeah.
April.
Mm.
Yeah, whatever.
I got a nice streak going of never going to any shows ever, even bands I like. But
we see
yeah, I'd like
big,
to go to
we
that.
See them at the big festivals and stuff.
Are they on the? Is that a weekend show?
I don't know. I just asked somebody here for tickets.
All right, Kathy Griffin here tonight. Kathy, well, you know her from. If you
around
seen
the way,
her around,
let's just say yeah, around the way.
That's right. She's
yeah.
personality.
Sure.
And now within person, there's no C and D personalities.
No, if you're a personality, you're automatically D. For sure. There's no there's no personalities on A, B,
yeah,
C.
Yeah, but here's the thing that's good is once you declare yourself a personality, you're no longer a D-list celebrity.
You don't slide around.
Yeah, you're Rip Taylor now.
All right, well, then I'm going to have to go back to D-list celebrity because I'm going to work more as a D-list celebrity because then I can act and I can do stand-up. I think as a personality, I'm pretty much talk show appearances.
Yeah,
maybe the
eternal,
occasional
it's
store
never
opening.
Ending.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. You can take that to your grave, that
sure.
personality.
Oh, I'll be around forever.
All right. And you want to go out to lunch with Miss Personality, Kathy Griffin, you can go on eBay and punch in Kathy's name.
Yeah, I just put in Kathy Griffin.
Proceeds to
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Make-A-Wish, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it's really a tie-in for the Celebrity Mole, but now it's so over. Who cares? We'll talk about whatever you want at the lunch. But just bid a lot for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, go out with Kathy. She'll buy the lunch.
Right.
And she'll dish
chat it
the
up.
Dirt.
Right. Or come see me at the Laugh Factory every Thursday.
That's right. Marco?
Yeah? Hello.
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
Now, hey, Kathy, did you notice after co-hosting with Jimmy that week? Hold on, Marco, and you're given the spiel about going to see you at the Laugh Factory. Did the attendance pick up?
I have been sold out every week since then.
Fantastic,
I know.
Baby doll.
It's great.
Nice,
Marco.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby.
Hey, I just want to say you guys rule.
Thank
Adam,
you.
That's pretty awesome. You told Scientology people,
mm-hmm.
and Kathy, you look good.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, I have a question. I got a loan for $25,000 from a bank. I'm thinking to buy a car, but the question is this. I'm also thinking not to use the money to buy a car and just go to Russia and just get my legs lengthening.
Your legs lengthening in Russia?
Yeah. Is sure. it safe? I heard about it. I researched it. They don't do it here in the United States. It's not ethical to do it on people of natural height. I'm 5'11". I would like to be much taller.
Why?
I don't like my height. All my friends are tall. They play good basketball and stuff. They run. It's good exercise, everything.
And what do they do? Add bone to your femur or something? What's the procedure?
They break like the bone, the femur that's in your, like around the chin of your leg. They install
the chin.
Some Pardon?
Oh, the shin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shin is the tibia, though.
Yeah.
The femur is the thigh bone.
Yeah.
Not the thigh bone. The one that's below your knee.
That's the tibia, all right.
Yeah, the tibia.
Uh-huh.
And they install some titanium, or actually not titanium, but some kind of rods.
Yeah.
And you crank them, like, you grow an inch, like, an inch per day.
Yeah, maybe not a day.
Oh, boy.
Maybe not a day.
I would not, Marco. This sounds horrible.
Why don't you just use that money? You're pretty tall. Do a little facial stuff. Have a cleft put in your shin.
What?
But here's, you know, Marco, listen. People have grave, grave misunderstandings about medical procedures. It's not like a car where you just kind of, no big deal, put a crank in there and start cranking. Listen, you're talking about, I mean, lifelong disabilities and infections and potential complications.
Couple things. You got to stay away from South America and Eastern Bloc countries if you want any medical procedures. You want to fly into Switzerland? Fine. Either that, you stay in the United States. Maybe you can go to Canada for like outpatient, but that's about it. You don't go to these crazy Eastern Bloc places and try to get stuff done. And the fact that they won't do it here, but they do it there, is not necessarily a good sign.
And, Marco, it's not the ethics of the procedure, I promise you.
Well, it's dangerous. They're not going to do it on a guy's 5'11". And what's your nationality?
I'm Russian, but I'm also Cuban.
You're Cuban. So yeah. you're already pretty rangy for a Cuban.
Height-wise,
yeah.
I feel short all the time.
Well, that's good. That's because you have low self-esteem and possibly a small penis.
Yes.
No, I have a good-sized penis.
All right. You're making me sick.
No, I don't have... That's not my problem.
And listen, you can't borrow $25,000 and just use it on experimental surgery. They want to... They're going to hold the pink slip to the car that you're allegedly supposed to buy.
No, this is like a money loan they'll give me. A bank will give me that loan.
Really? You're 23, you have a thick accent? I don't know.
What's the collateral?
Pardon?
What is the collateral?
Oh, it's like 21 point something. It's pretty high.
No, not what's the interest?
The collateral? Like
what's the interest?
Hold on, you did 21%? By the way, he thinks collateral's another bone in your leg.
I know it's going to be pretty bad if I get it cashed out. But the thing is that... it's a concern that I've had. I always have.
I know, but that's just that. Here's what you do. All right, you ready, Marco?
$4,000 a year interest.
No, okay, listen to me.
I have a 1963 Chevy truck, pickup truck.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for a studio. It's called Stark.
You work for a studio
in Ontario.
Yeah. Okay, now listen to me.
I'm in Ontario.
Here's what I want you to do.
What?
You get that $25,000 loan, right?
Uh-huh.
You get yourself one of them nice Saturn Izons. Right, it's about 14 grand. Looks like crap.
I have a good crap car.
It's cheap. You take the remaining $11,000 you spend on therapy. You'll feel 8 feet tall when you leave that therapist's office. All right, my friend?
The thing is, I go to the store and I see those jeans. I want to buy jeans, and they always look saggy in the bottom. And I always want to play basketball. And I play good basketball. But I always have this complex thing, if I'm taller...
Okay, but listen, listen. If some drunken Ruski straps some fake stilts to your legs, it's going to hurt your game.
You may never walk again.
That's right.
Are we still calling them Ruskies?
How
did you turn into my Uncle Morris?
I don't know. Those pinkos over there, whatever they call them these days. I was trying to be derogatory, and I couldn't think of any good, you know, because you know, you got it. You got the womps and the patties and the
Pump Soviets,
wetbacks. You got all this good stuff, and them, you got nothing good. So yeah. I think Ruski's about all we could like to come to Boris's or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't lend itself to the plural.
It's not negative enough.
Yeah, it's really it's just using
Do
a popular name.
Do you guys think this
name.
Is a real call?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean,
nobody.
No,
that's
he thinks it's real. He thinks it's real.
Mm.
Why is the bank going to give him 25 grand? You ever try to get money from a bank?
The bank is like his buddy.
Well,
like the,
and by the
you
way,
know.
You know, when the primary's, you know, 3%, they're charging him 21%.
What bank is that?
Yeah, maybe some kind of credit union or something. Marco? Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Are you sure? Are you pre-approved for this $25,000?
Yeah, it's a credit union.
Credit union.
Yeah. What'd I say?
Yeah, not a bank.
All right.
It's a credit union.
All right.
All
say right. Crank Yankers.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Can you say Crank Yankers for us? Say it.
No, I talked to my aunt. She lives in Russia, so I'll stay with her.
Mm-hmm.
Marco, you may never walk again. You want to risk
Crank Yanker.
You want to risk that?
Do they do it here in the United States?
No, Marker. Go.
Just get some elevator shoes, all right?
It's not ethical to do it because you're not short. You don't have any bone problems. You're taking a healthy person and putting them in harm's way for no reason.
Isn't that's where it's ethically a problem. Midgets and stuff?
Yeah.
And even on midgets, they only grow like an inch and a half. It's so not worth it. They go from being like 4'5" to 4'6" and a half.
Marco's like every guy I worked with when I was doing construction. Just sitting there talking up some nut. Hey, man, they grow about an inch a day. I'm driving the van, just staring at the back of my eyelids, thinking I got to kill myself. I got to take both of us over this overpass right now. Then he pulls the Bible out and asks for traveling mercy. And I'm like,
oh, man.
They start speaking in tongues.
Oh, you realize these are the guys? These are the guys I had to work with all
my
life.
Those are your former people.
These are my buddies.
Now, all they want is little leg operations, and you can't give them the time of day.
Sitting on a...
I'll tell you what, you take that $25,000 and have lunch with me. Okay? Write to the Make-A-Wish Fund. I'm going to wish for him to be taller. We'll have a nice lunch. I'll talk him out of it, maybe give him a couple beers.
Yeah. See, he's got a big dork, too, you know? I mean, you could do worse, Kathy.
Sure.
And I'm sure your husband, Matt, would
understand.
Yeah,
all for 20, charity, right,
buddy?
You
think 25 grand is just for a little surf and turf?
Not today.
Buddy, you got to know how this game
is
played.
We're giving you a twofer.
Tina?
Actually, this is her husband, Ike. I got a medical question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah. All right, but hold on.
You know what?
Drew, Ike and Tina, got it.
Took Drew 20 minutes for that.
No, it's a real question, though.
Oh.
All right, Ike.
Okay, I was wondering, a couple months ago, I let this chick book my whammer, and I was wondering if I can catch the clap from that.
Book you.
Let me see, when you book a whammer...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I let this chick,
you know,
you
just feel dirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chris was the a-hole? I mean, come on, fellas.
Yeah. Hey, really? Hey, screeners.
No, I'm serious about this.
Your wife?
And why did the call say Tina?
Because that's my wife, and I was actually she didn't want to ask the question I did because I'm the one that.
What is? All right, you're gonna have to translate for me. I'll play the dumb
because
one.
Because I tried to call a couple.
What does book
weeks
a What does book a whammer mean?
It means blow my suck my yanger.
It means suck this hanger.
I thought it was yanger. Now, which is it?
I don't know.
Either or, it's the same thing, you know? I mean,
all right, let's just...
If I let a chick book my whammer, can I catch the question?
Put your wife on the phone or I'm going to hang up on you.
Tina.
My wife's not in the... My wife...
All right,
here we go. No, don't tell him.
Yes, everybody else.
No.
Everybody else, not for him.
All right, well,
I still don't know what he was asking.
Well, Ike, you got to hold your ears then when Drew gets
I don't know what
answer.
He was asking, but you can get anything from oral sex that you can get from intercourse. And Trojan is coming out with a tasty condom in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Mint-flavored condom.
I'll give him out at lunch.
It's called the Whammer Booker, the Book Whammer. Drew stoops so low, he's now become a spokesman for Trojan.
Trojan, I'm going to help him sell these.
Awesome, good.
He's being fitted for a breastplate and a tunic. It's really humiliating. He's got to go to college campuses dressed as a Trojan. He was at USC the other week. It was confusing. People thought he was the mascot. True, really. You got to get no management. You really do.
Oh, man.
All right.
Do they need someone to play your wife on that commercial? Because I'll do it in a heartbeat.
Jennifer? Okay. Jennifer.
Yes.
21.
I had, when I had my first baby 3 years ago, ever since then, when I start my period, actually throughout my whole period, I bleed from my urethra also.
Wow.
And so I went to a urologist when my son was 6, 7, 8 months old, and, they put the scope up the bladder because I thought maybe there was like some kind of hole in between the vagina and the urethra.
There is such a thing, or endometriosis in the urethra or the bladder.
Okay, that's not good. And it hurts. Like if I'm in a laying down position on my back and I do a sit up or something, it hurts my urethra. Like there's a little twinge of pain.
What did they see?
Nothing. They said nothing. Absolutely nothing. So
it's kind of hard to see the what are called fistulas, the openings between like the urethra and the vagina.
Okay. And all the
is that from
I
being fisted,
them,
Drew? Something they call fistulas. Fistula?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so they keep on telling me I'm crazy and all I'm just seeing blood on my pad from my vagina and I'm very in tune with my body and like everything that's
going on. Hold on a second.
Very okay.
Very in tune with my body always means nuts. I don't know why. It should be this sort of height of sanity, but it always I hear it's like next thing is something astrological, then
crystals.
Then we're going to the crystals, right. Then the biorhythms. Eventually, we get to unicorns.
Right.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Very in tune with your body.
Yeah.
Could have damaged yourself riding a unicorn, perhaps a Pegasus.
Oh no.
Did you suck a unicorn's yanger? I'm sorry. Slam a whammer.
Well. Yeah, if you have blood coming out of your urethra, though, doesn't just mean you're peeing blood?
Yeah, it would mean infection most commonly.
Yeah, I've had you know during both my pregnancies, I had quite a few of the.
Well, it's a very simple test you can do. If you see blood coming out your urethra, get a cup, pee in it, and take it to the doctor and have him look at it under the microscope. If there are no red cells there. That's not blood. Whatever it wasn't blood.
Okay.
It's very simple.
Can you do that? Were you ever molested?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what they're thing. That's what they're thinking of, maybe, when they're saying it's all in your head.
Yeah.
No, well, like, they...
Yeah, when you say you're in tune with your body, being
like,
sexually abused disintunes.
I know what's coming out where.
What's that?
I know what's coming out where. You know what I mean? Like, there's two separate spots on a pad. And
how can you
like,
tell?
I don't bleed real heavy. When I bleed, I just have like a spot and then...
Well, here's the deal. If there's something coming out of your urethra, it will be in your urine. So just have somebody study your urine every time you think you see
but
something.
But it only comes around during your period?
Yeah. Like, I know I've had bladder infections during my pregnancies, and I know what that feels like. It, you know, it burns, and it just doesn't burn.
About a tampon? Why don't you use a tampon?
Yeah, I do, and I have to use a pad also because there's still blood coming out of my urethra. Like, there will be no blood where the vagina is.
So the tampon is white, but the mini pad is red?
The tampon's inside and
no, the
doing
tampon's red, but the...
There's also an outside red.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it still comes out of my urethra. And, you know, I'll, like, look in a mirror, and there will be blood all over the front top half of my girl stuff.
All right.
But why doesn't she have it when she when she isn't menstruating?
Because they're postulating there's an opening between the vagina and the urethra.
Oh, I see. So,
but that would hurt too. I mean, the blood coming out the urethra hurt.
All right, so I don't know.
Anything down there?
More.
I
think the doctors have decided what in five visits what we decided in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That maybe the molestation or whatever got her extra in tune with her body. I don't know what to say.
Who are you whispering to? You're on the radio.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sometimes I think it's just me and Drew. I did have this one thought, though, that if my friends used tampons, they would be used on their buddies as well.
Oh.
I mean, it would become a weapon.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
I would use a
tampon. You'd load them.
I would use a tampon as a half a noonchuck.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm saying
you don't, these
you
guys,
mean
these guys
my buddies were
peed at each other, flung poo at each other.
But
how dare you?
How dare you?
Disgusting.
You didn't know that
how
about those guys?
How dare you?
How have you known
wait
all
minute,
these years?
Wait a minute. How old were you when you did this?
Oh, we were babies. We were 19.
Oh, God.
No, listen. Here's what I'm saying. If I used it, if I had a vagina.
Did you used to have circle jerks and act like it was normal?
No.
Because that's gay.
No,
okay,
no.
Guys that talk about circle jerks, they're like, we have circle jerks. It's no big deal, baby.
No.
We're looking at a Playboy.
We called it the Devil's Triangle. There's only three of us. We couldn't quite form
circle.
A circle. Well, we in our minds, it was a circle, but it really, to be fair, three guys, 6 feet apart, it ends up, it's a triangle anywhere you slice it.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all I'm saying. Now, here's what I'm saying. If I had a vagina in high school and my buddies had vaginas, well, I'd be on them. Oh, no, but then I had a vagina. That'd make me awesome. Anyway, and we had tampons and a fight broke out.
No,
the tampon would come out and be used as a missile.
I think you'd come to school packing. You'd have several.
I would use it. Yeah, kind of keep my lunch up there, too.
How many do you think you can fit in there? Well, you can't fit more than two, max. Well,
they would soak them good, and they'd bring them in and throw them at each other.
Oh,
they would do that.
God.
Oh, there's no doubt. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so disgusting. I'm surprised
you didn't talk your girlfriends at the time into becoming weapons for you.
Please, Stro. How dare you? What girlfriends? Girlfriends in high school. Oh, I wish people knew I was going to be a C. List celebrity when I was in high school. Yeah. Derek?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, hold on. Do we help Jennifer at all or just...
Well, she should go to a different doctor.
And,
so she
and get the urine tested regularly every
another
time.
Another urine test.
There you go. All right. Derek?
Yeah.
You're 17. Go ahead.
Okay. I got this girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to chew tobacco.
No.
What?
Don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
Now I really don't believe it.
Why?
Because you're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Liar.
Well, okay, I live in Washington.
Uh-huh.
Everybody chews up here.
What kind of tobacco she chew?
She chews Copenhagen long cut.
You're lying. What makes you lie?
That's what you dip.
Well, not really.
All right, so when what? She gives you oral sex and...
And she has a dipping.
Yeah, all right. We're liar.
Didn't you ever see that MTV, MTV show True Life, which is such a good show, where they scare the hell out of kids?
Derek, just tell me a line real fast so I can hang up.
Come on. You don't believe
Anyway, they showed the guy who chews. What do you get when you chew? What's that?
You get an ulcer
or the gums or whatever, right?
That's cancer.
And then the guy didn't have a chin.
Yeah.
Or as the last caller would say, a shin.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a chin, and it scared the hell out of the kid that was chewing.
Yeah. So
they take everything out, all the larynx.
Oh, it was his whole... Oh, it was super freaky looking. Mm-hmm.
It's better just to kick off at 62 from lung cancer than to have someone basically remove part of your face.
Yeah.
I mean, you look like a ventriloquist dummy that had the jaw removed, you know?
Yeah. That's good news. They live a year anyway.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, the dipping. Dipping's bad times. And you're spitting everywhere.
Ew. Oh, gross.
Chicks love it.
Yeah.
It turns the ladies on. Once in a while, you find a guy's dip cup, and it's like, hey, who left their coffee? And yeah.
That guy, the last Bachelor, Aaron, he looked like he always had that stuff in his lower lip. He looked like he was dipping during the Bachelor.
Yeah. Were you into him?
No.
Not into him?
I liked the first Bachelor, the kind of gay one, because I thought he was more approachable.
Right.
I didn't like the giant-headed one.
She really goes to the
second
guys.
One. I didn't.
The second one had the giant head the
like
size of a football.
Like that bobblehead guy.
Yeah.
And then now, you know... Joe Millionaire is...
broken up.
Is broken up.
And already?
But, you know, the thing about... You know, there's nothing... Here's what I'd like to do. I would like to create a reality show called...
Reality. Go ahead. Sorry.
True. I'm going to discuss you jumping in with your bad lines when I'm... Oh, with the S word, right?
Unacceptable.
Sorry.
What is your instinct to shove anything in? Like some door's going to close and you're going to get locked in. You got to stuff a sandal in so it doesn't lock behind you. I like to do a little test. First, I like to do a game. I like to do a reality show where I sit there with Dr. Drew and I go, I got a boat and I'm going to call it. And Drew goes, Sweet Dreams. And we see how often Drew chimes in and how often he's wrong.
Darn.
All right, Drew, come on, buddy. It's all good. No, I would like to call this reality show Stupid People Trying to Lie. Because we know from this show, like that last guy, it's like, where you go, this is a bogus call, is it? come on, Dad.
It's a great show.
Like,
I was going to say, where do you work? I work at the... place where
they can't create anything and they have no fund of knowledge to pull from.
Yeah, do your homework. Do some notes.
No, it's like here's what happens. When you ask a dumb person to lie, it's like they fling open a cabinet door and there's just two moths like just buzzing around it. They're like, oh crap, there's nothing. There's nothing in my head. They're like Joe Millionaire.
They didn't plan on that.
Joe Millionaire's like, what's your middle name? he's looking around like I'm
Francine?
Yeah, I'm Joe Ottoman. Joe Ottoman.
Crown Molding?
Yeah, he couldn't come up. It took him 10 minutes to come up with middle name.
Didn't he come up with his own name, too? Didn't he say Evan?
Of,
which is his actual first name? I thought he said his middle name was Evan.
eventually he came up with something that was sort of attached to him. I think the butler scrawled something on a chalkboard like they use in NASCAR racing, you know, when the guy has to pit or something and held it up. But he, so I saw him on TV a couple of days back, and he was doing some jeans thing in New York or something.
Levi's store opening.
Yeah, and they're like, Kathy's on top
I know
of
my
it.
E.T.
And they're like, what is his real name? Is it Evan?
Evan Marriott.
Yeah, they're like, so Evan, rumor has it the Fox, because of the high ratings, rewarded you with a couple of round-trip tickets to Maui. Who are you taking? Are you taking...
Zora.
Zora? I just pointed at Kathy. You taking Zora? And he's like... Why wouldn't I take her? And they're like, and then they're like, well, does that mean you're taking Zora? Who else would I take? And they're like, now it sounds really suspicious. So, yes, you're taking Zora or no? What do you think?
Is that how they found out he broke up?
Well, that's how I found out.
She went on Regis and Kelly this morning and just came out and said it. And she did the old, well, I live on the East Coast and he lives on the West Coast. And you know he's just a dog who thinks he's a big player now.
No,
that's
look,
what it's about.
When you take a guy, especially a guy, and you all of a sudden you go from, you know, scraping skanks off barroom floors and seeing what you can do to him in your uncle's pickup truck to... Hey, you got a bunch of chicks in New York that are all over you, know who you are.
Right.
Now's not the time to settle in.
I know.
And that's his strategy, which I'm fine with. But who told him to keep the ruse going for like 3.5 days, you know? And by the way, here's the deal, everybody, too. Go ahead and lie. Like when they go, you know, are you taking Zora to Maui? Yep. Sure as hell am.
Right.
She's a great woman.
I'm not going to lie, but who says you have to answer the questions?
Well, that means
people
you're lying, too.
That's different.
Listen, Kissinger doesn't have to answer the questions about his personal life. A Joe Millionaire has to answer because that's all he is. That's all he does.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Kathy Griffin here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew. Kathy Griffin, our guest tonight. The great, great personality.
Okay, I'm not happy about this eBay thing.
Kathy Griffin.
I mean, come on.
We just found out that what? What happened?
All right, so I'm auctioning off lunch with myself on eBay for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Right.
I know it doesn't sound like... it's going to be fun, I promise. Mm. But it's ostensibly to talk about the celebrity mole, if you were a fan of the mole, if you want to know any secrets. But you know what? I'll talk about whatever you want. I'll dish the dirt on anybody, any famous people I've met, Anna Nicole Smith, whoever you want to hear about.
Right.
So when I came to do the show, the lunch was up to $510, and I want to make more for Make-A-Wish, and now it's up to $533.
Well... Now... That's enough to take some cancer-riddled kid to Magic
to go see
Mountain
Baywatch Hawaiian
and
wedding.
Get him one of those injected wax mold things of a troll. Or, you know, I mean, that's a good day. That's a good day.
I don't think that's anyone's dying wish, to get a wax mold of a troll.
I wonder how the souvenirs go with the Make-A-Wish. Like, I want a sombrero and I want a stuffed Timmy.
What's the
you're
point?
Probably not going to make it home, brother. It's not like you're going to give these things to your kids.
Oh, God.
Let's just get on the Matterhorn again, and let's get the hell out of here. Oh, Christ.
Oh, man.
All right. So, no, wait a minute. So, wait. So, we're up. We've gone up, what,
$23? I mean, come on.
Okay. That's, you know, that's about 18 cents a minute that you've been on national radio. So, that's moving along pretty
good. I'm just saying that on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, they're like a couple of them are playing for Make-A-Wish. And then if they win, they'll give Make-A-Wish $500,000. And
really?
I'm going to give them $533.
Well, here's what you should do. You shouldn't admit this to the Make-A-Wish people.
But
you should have a couple $100 yourself that you're willing to sort of sweeten the pot with. I mean, let's be honest.
I'm buying
it's a write-off.
Buying the lunch.
I'm saying this is for you, honey. This is the safe face with the Make-A-Wish people. All right, number two, gay. I want these gay guys. The Catholic
the
gay
gays.
Army.
Let's get the power gays.
The power gays,
to call.
Because you guys have
the David Geffens, the Brian Lourdes. Let's go.
You guys have. Almost no overhead. You don't have the triplets waiting
Where's Sandy
for you when
Gallen
you get home.
Tonight?
You don't have the old lady who's needing another facial.
No.
All you spend money on is
your own facial,
mock turtlenecks,
spa time, Prada,
and exfoliant,
and Versace.
You got a lot of that money waiting around. Let's give it to Kathy.
Right.
Let's give it to the kids.
Yeah, come on.
All right.
Now.
All right. Please. Christina? These homos think AIDS is the only game in town. We got dying kids. You understand?
It's the only game in town.
You're 20 there, Christina. What's up?
Okay, well, I got dumped recently because my boyfriend said that he's going through a midlife crisis, but I don't know if I buy that. Is that, like, a valid excuse?
You're 20?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 35.
The fact that a 35-year-old is dating a 20-year-old, he's already suspect.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was his midlife.
I'm 35.
Right.
And if one of my 35-year-old friends were dating 20...
I read that recently.
I would think it was odd.
I read that... 9 years ago. No, but listen. Isn't a 35-year-old guy going out with a 20-year-old girl? Isn't that his midlife crisis?
That should be it. He should be done.
Yeah, that would be.
I don't know.
Was he
going to
go out with a 12-year-old?
No, but the point I'm making is that this whole midlife crisis thing is BS. This is just some guy that goes out with young chicks.
Well, the thing is that we had like a real relationship. Like it lasted a while, and
how long?
Like 6 months.
Oh, please.
All right.
And, well, I mean, that's long enough because it wasn't just like, he wasn't using me for sex because we didn't do it for like a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just find that hard to believe. I don't know.
Well, is the guy, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that they're sort of sociopaths. These are the guys who go out with the 20-year-olds or 35, usually. Like, you know, you never know them. You never know what they're thinking. You think everything's going great, and then all of a sudden they say we're broken up. They do it over the phone. You never see them again.
I think the midlife crisis thing is far over-dramatized and over-romanticized.
Well, it's gone crisis, away a little bit,
well,
too.
It really,
it's not as hot as it used to be.
Well, first of all, people are having sex when they're younger. When they get married, they stay married. They're not looking to wander when when their wife starts getting older.
Adam and I got it out of our systems.
But that's the other thing is I think the guys that do this don't have real relationships. They just have sort of sexual objects. When that object sort of wears out, they go for the next one.
I don't think so. Well, he introduced me to his mom, and I met all his friends, and he took me on tour with, he's in a band and whatever.
Oh,
and
please,
no,
Christina.
Not a band. Don't tell me he has a Casio in the basement.
Well, he's an actor.
Actor. Oh, God. Please get a nice Jewish accountant. Please.
Is it good? Does he work as an actor, personality?
Yeah, you guys would know who he is.
Oh, my God. Was he on Suddenly Susan? I could die. Is it Jed Nelson?
Right. Would we really know who he was?
Oh, yeah, you would.
Why? You think? Well,
Do you think there's a chance that either Adam or I could know him personally?
Wait, you can tell us and we'll block it off the air.
No, you guys would know who he is. That's for sure. I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah, but we'll tell us and we'll block it out. Here, Anderson,
cut it, I promise.
Anderson, we'll cut it out. So go ahead.
Hold on a second.
It's all getting blacked out.
Blacked out?
I mean... That all got off the air.
Nice move, Drew, with the black dad.
Don't go back to her for a while.
All right, well, hold on a second.
Let's reset here.
Hold on. First off, the caller's not the one who's cussing. That's Kathy for the second time.
That's two strikes, honey.
Bouncing.
I'm in shock.
Dropping the S-bomb two times in about 4 minutes.
This is someone that I also dated.
Did you date?
Yes, but don't say.
Why can't we say
no?
Because we told her we wouldn't.
No, you can't.
You can say Orange County, though.
All right, we could give hints. But hold on a second. I know that this celebrity...
is living with somebody.
He lives up the street from me.
Yeah.
And no? Not anymore? Yeah, he lives up the street, and he lives with a woman. No?
No, not anymore.
Oh, really?
Right.
No, they broke it off.
Yeah.
Must be pretty recently.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all so right. What's wrong with saying they're dating then if they broke up?
Well, I don't know what she wants anybody to know or not know.
No, okay.
But I know the 20-year-old is ridiculous.
All right. Hey.
Christina?
Christina?
Yeah.
Oh,
this
Christina.
Is somebody we all know.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
very
like personally.
Yeah, he's not living with the girlfriend anymore. She bought her own house. She doesn't live with him anymore.
Oh, is he still living in his old house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right around the corner from Adam.
In Beachwood Canyon?
Okay, easy.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to.
And now we are on the air again, so don't get any more clues. So.
Like right. A number.
No. All right. Well, listen there, sweetie pie.
Uh-huh.
You sound like a delight.
But he just got, it's not a midlife crisis. It's just he got out of a long-term relationship, and he's just kind of moving around.
Yeah. Want to have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, it's I have found that hard to believe because he introduced me to his mom and I met all his friends and it wasn't just like,
All right. Well, Christina, I know you're in pain and I know you find it hard to believe, but let's see if we can work some other possible scenarios.
Okay.
Somebody kidnapped his niece and said if he doesn't break up with you by saying he is having a midnight life crisis, they will kill.
He works for the CIA. needed a cover.
What's the part about being hard to believe? He wants to break up.
Because it just went from like being great and there was no fights ever, and it never even lasted long enough for me to like find out he's like not perfect. I know he's not obviously because he's a person, but it was just like pure bliss. Like the reality never even set in, you know, like the whole novel.
But wasn't he like out of town all the time and stuff?
Yeah, but he came back all the time. Well, he's actually in New York right now, but he came back all the time, and I went to go visit him there, and I talked to him every day.
All right.
Are you sure you're not just enamored with celebrity? Because this is a guy who's newly very famous. Like, he went from being known to, like, blowing up, and I know that's a very seductive thing, you know.
Right.
Christina, no, you're yeah, let me recommend a book. It's called
Nice
Dreams of
Guy.
Love and Fateful Encounters. You were in a delirium of your own.
What do you mean?
You were creating a lot of this. It was
delirium.
It's
between LA and New York.
It was going on in your head, not necessarily in his.
No, talking every day.
Look, even though it was a real relationship and it was nice and he included you in his life in a real way, he wasn't experiencing what you were
experiencing. Say the title of the book again because I talked over you.
Dreams of Love and Fateful Encounters.
Okay.
All right.
Get that book.
Just relax. It's over.
I know.
All right, baby. Sorry about that.
You'll be fine.
By the way, you're beautiful, right?
I don't know.
I'm sure she's gorgeous.
He's not going to date a dog, right? What do you do for a living?
I'm a student.
Okay. All right. You're attractive. You got all your limbs. You're pretty.
Your limbs.
Don't date one of your teachers either.
just take it easy, all right? I know it's tough. You hurt a little. Got your heart broken. It's fine. You're better off in the long run.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Plus, everybody. She didn't hear that from us. She said that from everybody.
I just mean, you know what she sounds like to me, actually? Yeah. It's kind of interesting. She sounds like, obviously, she's an attractive young girl if a celebrity's going chasing after her. She's probably not used to being dumped.
Oh, yeah.
Hasn't had a little bit of an unrealistic life. Because... Who the hell in her high school or over at junior college is going to dump her? No pimple-faced 21-year-old who sits behind her in her horticulture class at PCC.
So you think she might be a horticulture major?
I'm guessing hort.
All right.
Yeah. With probably like a minor in bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear about bulbs so much. There's a couple of things you don't hear about. You don't hear about bulbs. And you don't see those ashtrays with the beanbags on the bottom of anymore.
No. How about the ones
All right. Anyway, the point is she is not used to getting her ass kicked around a little like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kathy knew heartache early and often. And so did the ace man over here. Drewski's got a hand up. Oh, yes. And
I was not 20 years old and saying this has never happened.
Right.
Okay?
This is, now it's happened. It's fine. You're still attractive. You're still...
Think of what Adam and I did to ourselves.
You got everything going. Just move forward. Don't do anything stupid. Don't stop eating or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, give the guy a break in the class now. The guy can appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Kathy Griffin is here tonight. She is on here because she's put a little something on eBay. And all you got to do is go to eBay and type in Kathy Griffin's name. And you will see a very worthy cause, which is the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And you can go to lunch with Kathy, you and a couple of friends. And she will be buying for all. And you can bid on that lunch for her or with her. And it's all going to a very worthy cause, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And now we hear it's up to $719.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
That's what I hear.
Are you making that up?
That producer Ann just said
$719. Oh, I like that.
Let's see if we can get it to $720 before the night is over.
All right. Come on. Yeah.
Aim high, 725.
725. I'd like that.
All right.
All right. And come see me at the Laugh Factory here in L.A. every Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Drew, would this be illegal if we started doing this in a radio show? Like, I put my name on eBay, and I was like, you guys want to hear me do Tim the Russian rapper? You want to hear
right
that
now.
Bit? You want to hear Drew sing a little opera? Bid it up. Bid it up. And each night, maybe it's not, you know, it's not hundreds of dollars, but right. each night we walk with 35, 40 extra, you know, a little wham, walking
yeah.
around money.
Let's do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Do that?
Yeah.
You're, I can tell a story about the doing the enema in the jacuzzi.
Oh, many times
I
want to hear it.
Just yeah. bring it up.
I'll pay
you
45 not to.
Oh,
well, that'll be
that's
well,
still 40,
whatever it takes.
45, still 45. That's right.
Beaches ain't but hoes and tricks. Soak on these balls and leak on these.
Wasn't sure if I could say dick. Dave? That was a long time ago. Dave.
Hello.
You're 29. What's up?
Hey, Adam, first off, I want to ask you something. How's the G.I. Joe helmet collection coming?
Oh, was that the one I was going to put on? What was I supposed to do with that? Put it on my penis or something?
Yeah, that was about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. People always bring up stuff I said like I
remember.
I remember it.
Care.
I always,
like you care?
Or care. That's the beauty of me. Yeah, well, thanks there, buddy. Yeah, it was funny, whatever it was. Go ahead.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Got a question for you. You said earlier in the show that you can get anything from oral sex.
That it's possible to contract, yes. So that one or the other partner in certain situations can get any of the sexually transmitted diseases you can get from
crabs?
Intercourse.
What about crabs?
You're gay.
If you have a beard, you can get crabs, right?
Well, what's up?
I received oral sex from a woman about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was... How shall I put this? A lady of the night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I found out 2 weeks later from the police that she has AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
I freaked out and called the CDC National AIDS Hotline.
Right.
Got on the internet.
The only proof in transmission has been in the receptive partners of oral sex, male on male. That there have been, in England, there were several cases that were shown clearly to document that the receiving male partner got HIV that way, but there's not been documented cases of the receptive, the passive partner.
Well, Dave,
contracting it.
How did the police call you?
Actually, I was living in a motel at the time, and
sounds like everything's going just according to plan. By the way, so far, Dave, you're in
right,
Michigan,
right now,
you're living in a
actually,
motel.
It is now. I just got my life together.
All right, buddy.
But,
so,
In Michigan, if you have AIDS, you have to register. If you go to a hospital, you're automatically registered with the state.
Right.
Well, she was knocking on everybody's door at this particular motel, and the police were called out by somebody else, and they came and told everybody not to be around her, you know, not to fool around with her because she has AIDS.
Did you contract anything else from her?
No.
You lucked out.
All right.
That's good.
How much for the BJ?
Actually, she was kind of more of a friend. I was actually driving her around places.
She got a freebie?
Yeah.
You're like one of those things where after you hit like 170 miles, you get a free BJ?
Yeah, something like that.
250 intercourse, 500 miles, that's anal?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, buddy. Well, anyway, it sounds like you've gotten your life back on the right path, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right there, buddy boy.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, good times, all right? Yeah. All right. Living in a motel.
I can tell you guys just didn't even want to get into, like, what are you doing now or what's your job now.
He was too angry.
He was angry?
Yeah.
I didn't get angry out of him.
I got angry.
You got angry?
Yeah.
I didn't get angry. Dave?
Man.
No, he hung up. Yeah, I didn't get angry at him. Well, maybe.
Why were we in such a hurry? So to
get rid of him? I just did. We'd been 3 minutes.
Yeah.
We're getting to the end here. Jeremy?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yep.
You have a great joke to tell us?
Yep.
You got right. one minute.
Let's hear it. Ready? Go.
This flies by a pond and the fish sees the fly. He knows if the fly drops 5 inches, he'll be able to get it. The bear sees the fish. He knows that if the fly drops 5 inches, the fish is going to go for it, so the bear's going to get the fish.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hunter. He sees the bear. He knows that when the fly drops 5 inches, the fish is going to go for that, the bear's going to go for that fish, and he's going to have a clear shot at the bear's head.
Mm-hmm.
Bear's head. this mouse sees the human, and he knows that when the fly drops 5 inches.
Wait, who sees the human?
Mouse.
A mouse sees the human.
A mouse sees the human, the hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And he knows that when the fly drops 5 inches, the fish is going to eat it, the bear's going to eat the fish, the human's going to shoot the bear, and the human's going to drop his cheese sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
This cat sees the mouse and knows it's going to go for this cheese sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and it's ready to pounce.
Mm-hmm.
But as every hunter needs, the hunter's hound shows up and scares the cat. The cat jumps into the lake, and that's why every time a fly drops 5 inches, a pussy gets wet.
Yeah.
See, Kathy, it starts young. It starts very young.
Yeah. You
this is why I hate so children cute? And men.
Yes.
Right well, there. One well, joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even think of a guy who constructed that, you know, originally. Like, where was he? I'm picturing
was
him.
Was he hunting?
I'm picturing he's on the road, and he's
truck
not
driver.
Getting any kind of radio reception.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's probably pretty beaked up on, like, no-dos and Sanka. Jeremy?
Yep.
That was a delightful joke. Would you like to get into comedy when you're older?
Yeah.
Perhaps become a personality like our guest, Kathy Griffin?
Hey, have you ever seen Helen Keller's dog?
Oh, boy.
No, I haven't. Why?
Neither is she.
Yeah, that's
good closer. Good
that's
closer.
That's good. All right, buddy. We'll see you in Branson. We'll be opening for Geechee Gain at Tohoshi Kuku, the world's fastest Japanese fiddler.
Oh, man.
All right. Kathy Griffin here, everybody. Go to eBay. Go to Kathy Griffin. Just
are we at
type Kathy Griffin in. We're at 9:30. $930 to eat lunch.
I love it.
Have her dish the dirt. She's funny. She's delightful. She's a good time. You probably have a relationship that'll last in your head for years.
Mm. Yeah.
Years. Even
she'll
not actually
anyway.
With Kathy. Yeah.
But in your head, it's fine.
Right. All right. And maybe the hubby comes along, dispenses a little
for security
device.
Little
device.
Security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Everybody, that's the show. I want to thank Kathy Griffin for sliding in tonight.
Thank you very much, fellas.
Salvaging what would have been a wreck of a show
sure.
without her. I always hate when guests come in and ruin the show. It's less mic time for me. But Kathy
yeah.
when producer Ann called me today, I said, absolutely.
Oh, you
absolutely.
Dolls.
Yeah,
no.
She's a dear, dear, dear friend. All right, that's what I said, but Ann bullied me. Dear friend, she brought the kids up. And speaking of the kids, just go to eBay, type in Kathy Griffin's name. You'll see the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And let's get that there a little
Come
bit.
On.
Have some lunch with Kathy.
Yeah.
She's doing the buying. She's going to hang out. She'll
right.
dish the dirt, and it'll all be for a worthy cause.
Right, and Laugh Factory.
That Thursday nights.
Yeah.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
And that's why every time a fly drops 5 inches, a pussy gets wet.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.